Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.
Good morning, Annalie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Mary Phyllis. How are you?
Good.
Good.
This subject of this intention is so important, I think.
Yes, intention.
And we even looked it up in the dictionary. Would you like to read that?
Yes, I would like to do that. So, an intent directed with keen, eager, or fixed attention. Or intent can also mean having one's mind or attention deeply fixed on something. Intent suggests the direction or end to which the mind is bent.
That's so interesting.
That is a good metaphor, actually.
Yeah.
To see how the mind is bending.
Yeah.
And sort of not looking at some things on the sides, but just being very intent on one particular thing.
Yeah.
And not be affected by anything around it. It's bending very much towards the focus.
Yes, and it's naturally repelling anything that does not focus.
Right. It's like a microscope.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you focus the lens so that everything around it is not there, but really focusing on this particular thing.
Yes.
Because it's really easy to be confused by intention, right?
Oh, yeah.
It can be affected by so many things.
Yeah.
Your emotion of the day, your...
Even your attitude or a belief system in some way can interfere with our intention. If we don't look at it right.
That's right. Every scientist knows that when they look at something, they are already sort of beforehand, they have an idea of what are they going to look at?
Yeah.
What is this thing?
Yeah.
So it actually negatively affects the intention.
Yes.
Because we want the intention to be true and really clear.
Yes. And that's why all our talks are having to do with spiritual. If we focus more on spirit, wanting the spiritual to come through, that helps to filter out any bias we might have.
Right. Yeah, the bias, we're always affected by bias in one or another way, right?
Yes.
And it's important just to be open to that I have bias.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I said it. To be sort of honestly aware of my characteristics.
Yes.
And my thinking and everything, as you said.
Yes. Yeah, because our minds are kind of like a radio receiver.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure that with our intention, we're tuning the dial to the exact place that we want to go to and not just a little bit off to get...
That's a beautiful metaphor.
Yeah.
So we need to tune in, right?
Yes.
So how do we do that, Mary Phyllis? Tell me a good trick.
Well, sometimes if I'm wanting a certain answer from the angels, I have to focus on what is my intention on this. Mm-hmm. And if I should happen to have some other concern, like, well, maybe this won't be the right way. Maybe this isn't the right one. Like going into the interaction in that way, all of a sudden that worry and that concern, it might not be the right one, clouds the whole issue.
Right.
And it clouds what I'm hearing. I could see their mouths going and not hear what is going on.
Right.
So I have to realize, let go of the fear, let go of that emotion, let go of that concern, let go of the shoulds.
Right.
On whatever
all
that is.
All those shoulds.
Yes. And put my attention on what I want. And then it is clear and I can get the intention.
Right.
I can hear it. But that isn't the only place we're talking about intention.
No.
Our intention could be in everyday life, like in charity, working for charity.
Right.
We can be doing it for the right reason or the wrong reason. Or somebody else may think it's the wrong reason, but we're doing it for the right reason.
Right.
It's our intent.
Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah.
And also in everyday life, I mean, it's easy to confuse intention with to have a goal.
Yeah.
Or a wish.
Yeah.
Or a need.
Yeah.
Right? So the intention can be sort of garbled by our wishful thinking. I want to be skilled in this and this.
Yeah.
And then that goal garbles the true and clear intention.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for example, if I want to be a skilled, if I want to be a skilled piano player,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be really good and fast,
mm-hmm.
that's my goal, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to play that piece really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not then having the intention of playing it beautifully.
Oh.
You see, my goal is to be really fast.
Yeah.
But I forget about actually creating the musical piece.
Yeah, that's a good
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you mean by a need? Confusing you.
If I feel that, what do I need right now? And it's connected to my emotions or something, a bias, for example.
So it sounds almost like you have two intentions going on there at the same time.
Right, in a way, yeah.
Yeah.
And which one is the one I need to focus on?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe like we have a lot of intentions sometimes and we get confused. Often these things I'm talking about right now has to do with everyday life.
Yeah.
That sort of affects when we go to the spiritual work, we sort of have to release all those daily things that are affecting us.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, the channel, you know, up towards spiritual will be garbled or biased.
Yes. Yeah, and I can see, like the channel, like you're saying, channel going up, I could see a cord going up in prayer. And we send up part of the prayer that this is our intention, and then there's something else comes in and just veers us off course.
Right. Exactly.
It's like hits us off. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're off course there. Okay.
Right.
So I should not try to do too much all at the same time.
Right.
If the emotions are getting in the way or needing to calm, then my intention is to do that.
Yeah.
And then after a certain point, then we can send up the prayer and the
Right. And to take things in little increments.
Yes.
Sometimes we sort of, if we think, oh, I didn't pray for a long time, and we go and pray and we sort of stuff it up with everything, right?
Uh-huh.
It's better than to maybe do three prayers.
Yeah.
One with each of the intentions that we have for the prayer.
Yeah. I often think of intention for doing inner work can be confused with, like, my intention is to go to this particular person to get some guidance.
Right.
And then have a whole list of questions.
Right.
and when we do our own work, we may have a whole list of questions, but we need to realize that we don't go into prayer or into guidance with our spirit guides with a whole list of questions. We have to do each one at a time.
Right.
It has to be much clearer.
We need to do it one at a time.
Yeah.
Because we won't be able to receive the guidance if it's for all these different things, right?
Right. If we're sending up a cloud of smoke, we're going to get a cloud of smoke.
Exactly. It's the mirroring, right?
Uh-huh.
We spoke about that in prayers, I think, that we're sort of, speaking about God, that it's all a big mirror out there, in a way.
Yeah.
So when we send up a really clear burst of love, it mirrors out and becomes multiplied.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So clarity is a really, really important thing. And wanting the truth. Yes.
So clarity and truth. So Mary Phyllis, how do we find the true intention?
I think we have to go with our heart.
Right.
If we focus on the breath and on the heart, like you mentioned earlier in one other session, then if you go into the heart, like, I really want to know this.
Right.
It's not a case of should. Shoulds are always in the mind and it comes from some outer authority. The heart is our inner authority. It's connected to our soul.
Right.
And this is my intention. This is what I want to know.
Yeah.
And then if I feel like I'm going off on, like, I'm not being true and I'm being divided, then I have to realize, why am I being divided? It must be my emotions. Maybe there's another intention there at the same time.
Right.
Maybe I felt offended. And,
right.
And so I need to sort through that
first
and find that. Yes. And then go, why do I even need to approach this person? Because there is something of value here, and I need to find that out.
Yeah.
So I have to get past something there.
Yeah.
So sometimes our emotions can be off in the side.
Yeah.
Push us off the place.
Yeah. And so we really, like with the microscope, we really focus in exactly on our true intention.
And maybe the microscope,
literally.
Maybe the lens of the microscope needs to be cleaned.
Even that. Even that. Yeah.
So that needs to be a separate intention too.
So it's really also to ask a lot of questions of ourselves.
Yes.
Why is this here?
Yeah.
Does this need to be here? Yes or no? Okay. And to also sort of ask, what is the next step for the intention?
Yes.
What is the reason we have this intention?
Yes.
What is it we want to learn or understand?
Yes. And that forms our intention.
Yeah.
And if it's the intention for prayer or for spiritual guidance,
yeah,
that strong, clear intention will get us there faster than anything else.
Right.
We don't have to be a world famous person to be able to get it. If those world famous people don't have a firm intention, they won't get their answer either.
Right.
So it's all human.
Yeah.
It's a human thing.
It's a human thing.
Yeah.
And we have to see shortcomings or the end of the road for a human, you know. We are affected.
Yes.
By things around us.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's just,
it's
okay, but we need to focus the intention even more, as it said in the dictionary, really engross ourselves into that particular intention.
Yes.
Because it's going to lead us quicker.
Yes.
To where we want to get to.
Yeah. And the thought comes to mind, like when I'm doing a piece of artwork and I think, oh, but what if I start this, then I'll have to erase it? Or what if I don't get it right? It's
right.
All that self stuff that gets in the way.
That's a good word. Yeah, that gets in the way. Our thoughts of how it's supposed to be. Shoulds, as you said.
Yes. As if somebody's going to come in here and look over our shoulders and judge it.
Yeah.
We are doing our own worst judging.
Yes, we are. We are our worst judges ourselves.
Yeah.
That's really true.
Yeah. But if I just get into that feeling of I want to do this painting or this drawing, then somehow all that energy starts, creative energy starts coming in and helps.
Right, it converges.
Yes.
Yeah. And focusing is really a way of converging things.
Huh.
Isn't it? Like you sort of collect it.
It's collect like bending.
Yeah, but it was in the dictionary, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You bend your mind towards something.
Yeah. I love that phrase.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, and I was thinking also of the intention, another metaphor that is kind of fun is when we send a letter. You know, if we don't write the address clearly, exactly as it's supposed to be, it won't come to the person who's supposed to have it.
Yes.
We need to, an intention is like that address,
yes.
Right? We need to exactly have some sort of facts that tell us what is this intention.
Yes.
Otherwise, the letter will never be made and will be not received.
Right. And if it's an intention for prayer, we don't have to worry about how it's going to get there.
No. We don't care what USPS does with it, you know?
Their whole process. Yeah.
We know it will get there.
Yeah.
If you just do the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I find that our intentions very often will align with our beliefs and with our attitudes.
Right.
If our beliefs or attitudes are askew in a certain situation, it's not going to have the same outcome as if when our intention is very clear.
That's true. Can you give an example?
It could be like I heard of a person one time who applied for a job and was so upset that somebody else won out, just strictly because they could do a better job than they could. So But that tells me that the person who went in there had the wrong idea of how the job was going to be awarded. Yes.
And I was thinking earlier when you said about that there is emotions is one thing and feeling is another. When we're going to be in the spirit world now and have intentions in the spirit world, our emotions, since they're connected to our physical body and what's going on in the everyday world, so to speak, is to try to get to the right feeling instead of what we want to achieve with this intention. Sort of to reach what is the feeling connected to this intention. Maybe that can help us. Not as an emotion, but more as, for example, our intention is to get help with clearing away negative thoughts. What is the feeling when negative thoughts aren't there anymore? How will that be for me? What type of feeling is connected to being without negative emotions in this specific problem that I have?
I get the sense of when I'm going on a journey. I call it journey just because I'm moving somewhere. But when I'm going on that, I think of the angel I'm going to be talking with. And if I had something like that, I would think about all these emotions. And it's a sense of hope. It's a sense of feeling hope that this being is going to help me.
Right.
And somehow there seems to be the light of day around that individual's, that angel's head.
Yeah.
In a sense. All I know is just it's a sense of hope.
So this feeling, not emotion of hope, but this feeling of hope actually takes you to the right place.
Yes.
And to the right. It helps your intention to reach.
Yes. And the same way with prayer.
Yeah.
There's the hope that's going to be connecting to God.
The faith.
And however it is, faith.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a part of the feeling.
Yeah. It's also feeling.
Yeah.
Or joy.
Yeah.
I feel so sad. I want to, my intention is to reach beyond that and come to a more joyous place.
Yes.
With the feeling of that.
Yes.
And that will, in turn, when I reach that, will affect my emotions in a positive way.
Yes.
And create also a positive emotion for me.
Yes. Yeah. So that sense of hope or faith or joy, wanting that, and that helps to get us beyond maybe some of the feelings that are trying to cloud our intention.
The emotions, you mean, that are
emotions,
our
intention. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes us beyond that.
Yeah.
They can be down there in the dense matter. We're now sort of rising up in the more lighter matter.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that is hope, faith, and joy.
Yes.
It's in the lighter part. So the emotions might still be there, like a sort of a pond of a little greenish water, right?
Yeah.
But we can rise above that and say, it's okay, it's there, but now I'm going to take myself with my intention, to another place.
Yes.
Which will affect this pond and sort of clear out some of that old stuff there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So much in life is about cleaning, isn't it?
Yes. And intentions, I always like to say, what can I do on this, or how can I do this, or how help me on, it's all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This is very interesting.
This is food for thought of a lot of different projects, a lot of different podcasts coming up.
And also for all the things we want to understand better and change.
Yes.
To really clarify the intention.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to find ways to do that. And then we're home free.
Yes. Or at least we've got the next stage that gets us.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
I guess we're never home free as long as we're, tied to the earthbound.
Yes.
Reality. But it's nice too, isn't it?
Yes.
Like our ponderings over tea.
Yes.
Yes.
We are. So have a good week, Annalise.
Same to you, Mary Phyllis. Until next time. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Annalise.